Get up with AB and Ben for Mother Nature's. Orlando Street stocked fresh daily. Local farm fresh produce direct to you. Hit 105.5.
Welcome back.
Thank you. I know you missed me much, Lee.
It was a long week last week.
Yeah, because I wasn't there to raise such conundrums as reclining your seat on a plane, yes or no. If I hadn't gone on a plane, maybe that wouldn't have occurred to me.
That probably wouldn't have.
No, probably not.
Or the idea that maybe telling off someone else's kid isn't the worst idea in the world.
Oh, I know. If only I'd asked you prior, I wouldn't have made this mistake.
You should not take life advice from me. Look at me. This is not the kind of person you want to emulate.
Yeah, you are right. You are right.
I've adopted a new policy.
That I might do the same.
It's a good life policy.
It's a good recommendation, I think.
Really?
A lot of people could take this one on
recommend
board.
Recommend it.
And a very popular girl's name has dropped out of the 100 most popular girls' names in 100 years.
Yeah.
Over 100 years.
How crazy.
For the first time. It's insane.
Anyway, enjoy this catch-up.
Hopefully we make it till tomorrow because, honestly, I'm not used to working. So
I'm still really disappointed you didn't break
it. I think I need another holiday.
Yeah. Well, it's my turn next, mate. Can you learn how to press these buttons so I can take a day off?
True.
Get up with AB and Ben.
So this is a pretty serious one that came out over the weekend. In their latest attempt to get back some of the estimated $800 million in overpaid or fraudulently obtained welfare benefits, the government has decided to start slapping travel bans on Aussies who attempt to leave the country with outstanding debts.
Really?
Yes, welfare debts. So these are like people that don't pay child support, if you owe the welfare department anything.
I owe the welfare department
some money. Yeah, I was going to say, I didn't want to make that orcs, but
no, I saw it pop up and the comments are just like, yeah, it's about time these grubs, all these grubs, yep. And it's like, no, it's actually a very insignificant amount of money compared to the amount of money they're giving, you know, in tax breaks to the super rich.
Yeah, Clive Palmer doesn't seem to have stopped travelling anywhere.
I was on youth allowance, or was it study allowance? I don't know, whatever they decided to call it that week. They change it every time. They change the forms. They try and make it as difficult as possible. When I was studying back in 2011, and then they changed the way they calculated payments, and they sent it through their robo system, which sent out a bunch of dodgy claims saying, you know, like, my friends got letters saying they owed $3,000.
Yeah, I had heaps of friends that were, like, you're not alone in this one.
And it was, like, it was just an automatic thing. Like, oh, we'll just send it out, see who pays up.
Yeah.
And so they've been sending it to my old address because the government, through all their resources, can't figure out that I've changed my address a bunch of times, even though...
Oh, my God. Even though it's your license. Somehow those departments all don't speak.
Yeah.
I just can't comprehend it.
So they decided that I owed them, it was like $400-odd. But by the time that they'd actually gotten in contact with me, they'd sold my debt to a debt recovery service.
Oh, so interest.
I can't go back to Centrelink and be like, excuse me, I don't actually owe this. Can we have another run through? This company calls me every day. Literally every day. There's a robot that calls me and says, you owe this money. Here are your options to pay. And I just hang up because I want to fight it.
Aren't you scared?
Scared of what?
I don't know. Don't they come to your house?
No.
Are they going to ring me now and be like, are you associated with him?
They didn't know I moved to Darwin, as if they're going to know I moved to Coffs Harbour as well.
Oh, man. Yeah, see, look, I see the benefits in this. I know of a lot of cases of people who, you know, who haven't received child support and stuff like that. There was one a year ago where a guy got to the airport and they were like, oh, no, you can't travel. You owe $32,000 in child support. And he paid it on the spot and then left. It was like, how did you have that money?
Well, that's just rude. If you've got that kind of money lying around in cash that you can transfer via phone,
yeah,
that's ridiculous.
I see the benefits of this rule, but, yeah, I mean, obviously in the case of people like you, and it just seems a little bit
It's a war on the poor. It's entirely what it is. I don't support it one bit.
Yep.
They're slicing up the cake and they're letting us argue over the crumbs. They're pointing and they're getting other people like to turn against each other by going, oh yeah, it's my next door neighbour's job.
You really are mad at the people, Ben.
I'm just so angry all the time.
Get up with AB and Ben.
I always fall asleep on planes. It's like my specialty because I'm short.
You're the worst.
Yeah, but I have like little micro naps and they do the job, get off the flight and I'm like fresh faced.
Really?
I don't even need to fly business class because I'm 159 centimetres.
I feel like I got punched in the face every time I get on a plane and get off again. It's just awful.
As long as you have the opportunity to recline your seat. It's okay.
Honestly, this is something that I always thought, well, it's an option on the plane. It's a feature of the seat that you paid for and everyone's okay with doing it. But apparently, there are a lot of people, there is a contingent of the population that is just firm, like, how dare you recline the seat in front of
me? Yeah. So my mum, I asked her about her flight when we arrived overseas and she said, oh, you know, I didn't really get any rest. I sat upright the whole time. She's been scarred because one time she tried to put her seat back and this guy put his knees up so that she couldn't.
Oh.
And he had a go at her and was like, you know, I'm trying to play this game or whatever. You can't put your seat back.
Sorry, there's a whole, if you want everything exactly how you have it at home, it's called first class. You pay an absolute mint for it.
Yeah, well, he was like, oh, you're only allowed to put your seat back during the times that the lights are out, like during the nighttime considered hours.
Nah.
And she was like, no, I sleep the whole flight so that I'm energized when I arrive at my destination.
As someone who's 6 foot tall, no, I need that. I need that tiny little tilt to just take the pressure off my lower back. It's all we get. Let me have that.
Yeah, I flew back from the UK once and a guy kept pushing it back every time. Like, I'd go to the bathroom and then he'd come around and incline my seat.
My God.
Is it a thing? Is it a rule?
That's when you get the air marshal. Whoever's on
board
with the taser.
There's people that get those tools that stop you from reclining your seat.
I saw those as well. I reckon that would get you on the no-fly list.
Oh, my God. It should. It's a national bloody security issue.
But, yeah, I mean, I did not realise.
Me not napping.
I didn't realise. I thought it was just one of those things of, well, all our seats recline, so therefore when I recline, you recline, and we've got the same space, but we're all slightly, you know, our lower back muscles are just going a little bit easier.
I think it
is
a jerk move to recline your seat when someone's eating behind you.
Yeah.
Like if it's meal times, I think that's mean. But
now, who's looking back? I don't look back to see what they're up to.
Yeah,
it is going back when I am ready to have a recline going on.
I don't.
Jump on Insta.
Are there people that actually don't think you're allowed to recline?
It's our Insta poll question for this morning. Jump on. Hit coughs. Do you recline your seat? Are you all about it, or is it just a big no-no?
Get up with AB and Ben.
Trending now at hit.com.au.
I was actually reading some news yesterday, AB, and imagine having a job and finding out that it's published in the news that you're probably going to get sacked this week.
Oh, like a radio job? That happens a bit.
Well, Karl Stefanovic happens on TV as well. It's been reported that due to declining ratings and rumors of tension with his co-host, Georgie Gardner, that
wasn't helped by that recorded conversation of him and his brother whinging about her, surely.
There's that as well. But honestly, if you recorded every conversation I have with people after our shows, oh boy. No,
we
just
might.
Just jokes.
Ouch.
It looks like he's going to be getting the flick this week. That's the report. But surely that wouldn't get out unless it was official and it was... I don't know.
Although these are always true. It's like NRL rumours. They're always true.
His contract finishes at the end of 2020. So even if he does get fired, I'm pretty sure they'd have to keep paying him.
Oh, okay, so he'll just holiday with his missus.
Well, why wouldn't he?
Not too shabby. He has 3 years to find his next radio job.
Exactly. But I don't know. I reckon it'd be... I like him.
Yeah, I think he'd be a really great Hit 105.5 Coffs Coast co-host.
No, he can be on our street team. Now that intern Josh
he can graduate his way up. Yeah,
so sit tight on that one. It looks like we may be getting someone new on the Today Show.
And speaking of rumours circulating on the internet, Panic at the Disco, they have, these guys, dramatically fired their guitarist / backing vocalist Kenny Harris for what they've referred to as a personal matter, but it's come out on Twitter that he has been accused of something pretty sketchy with a woman. A girl has taken to Twitter saying that he needs to be called out on what happened in experience with her, basically.
Oh, bloody hell.
Yeah.
But you're not going into much detail there, are you? It's not that inappropriate.
It's not that appropriate. Sorry, she was 16 at the time.
Yeah.
So, it had to do with him demanding photos from her on Twitter.
Yeah, not good. Not good. I reckon they made the right move.
Yeah, so they just, like, there's been no questions asked. Panic at the Disco have straight up ditched the guy, which is huge because those guys have been together for like 10 years. So,
well, they only just got back together, to be honest.
Kind of have a bit of respect for them for that. Yeah.
Any more news on what is trending now, just head to hit.com.au.
Get up with AB and Ben.
AFL and NRL, crazy scenes.
It's one of those weekends where you don't even need to be watching the game to know what's going on.
Because literally, you can hear screams.
Everybody in my Facebook feed was just doing a play-by-play.
As you know, I was sad for one whole week because of the Broncos rip. But then Cronulla got knocked out and I was immediately gleeful again.
Oh, I found a spring in my step. Where did that come from? A lot of my mates were going for the Demons on the weekend.
Yes, I was backing the D's as well.
Mostly,
magical story.
Mostly because no one needs a Collingwood victory, do they?
No.
Do they?
And West Coast. Who even is from Perth?
I know a few people from Perth.
Yeah, I do too. But who cares about them?
Exactly.
The Demons, though, I've got family friends who have been Demons fans their whole life. Like, I whinge about the fact that it's been 11 years since Broncos premiership and nearly 7 since a Reds premiership. But there are Demons fans who have never, ever, ever seen a premiership in their entire life and their parents haven't.
It's crazy.
So for them, it was going to be a big thing, but c'est la vie next
now,
year.
Now, it's Slater's last year. He's retiring, isn't he?
Yes.
Is he retiring?
Yes, possibly.
I feel like
it's not. What they do is they retire from Australian representatives, so Kangaroos, then State of Origin, then this. It's like so they can control their wins and end on highs in every single one. Slater possibly could be looking like a no-go for the grand final against the Roosters.
Exactly. That's the tricky part.
Yeah. It's this tackle that he did, this shoulder charge that's in question. People aren't. Well, actually, let's be honest. New South Wales supporters are very keen to see him be properly cited for this.
What's the issue? Is shoulder charging not allowed? Because
no,
I've seen the tackles.
Not.
It just seems like part of the game.
This is like this isn't just a shoulder charge tackle. This is like he knocked him out of the field so that he couldn't score a try. Interestingly, very similar to a try-saving tackle back in the Panthers-Warriors game.
Oh.
Where Walker Blake, no charge whatsoever, wasn't even cited for that. So everyone's like, why can the same thing be done? But it's a problem.
It's because what he is called Billy Slater.
Storm players because they're perfect in every single way. Anyway, we'll find out on Thursday whether he is going to play or not.
Wait,
either way,
we have to wait until Thursday.
Yeah, I know. It's a pretty complicated because he has to train this week not knowing
if his career
whether he's going to actually be able to play
done.
Or not.
That's crazy.
And people will be spewing if he doesn't get it. But you'll notice that they're all from New South Wales.
Okay, well, we'll keep you updated. It's AB and Ben.
Get up with AB and Ben.
And as you all know, because of my absence last week, I jet-setted overseas for 5 days.
Yeah.
It was fabulous.
Living it up.
Visit my sister.
Didn't take any boogie boards over there, though?
No.
Yeah, good.
Didn't return with one either, but returned with heaps of really cool linen stuff.
Nice.
And no DVDs. There's no DVDs in Bali anymore. Fun fact.
Okay, well, that's good because those DVDs are pirate and you would not want to rip off the
entertainment
industry.
True, that's right.
Am I right?
I much prefer to go to the cinema. You're right.
Honest
okay.
System, honest.
Sorry, moving on.
But you were telling me, and this is always the way, when someone comes back after a flight, they need to tell you all about it. And you're just like, this kid. I was like, oh, God, what is a kid
Firstly, doing? Let me premise this by saying, I feel for parents having kids on flights. I flew a bit when I was really young because my parents had to do a bit of international travel for work.
Mm.
And apparently I was a total nightmare. My ears used to pop. I used to scream the whole way. My mum was like, it is so embarrassing having a child cry because you can't stop them. They might be feeling a pain that they can't tell you that they feel. And
when a baby's crying, I'm annoyed, but I'm like, I'm not going to glare at anyone.
And try and help the mum.
It's not like someone's going, oh, yeah, I got a loud baby. I ordered one of these off the internet. Made sure I got it nice and loud.
I specifically wanted an irritable child.
It's just they more than anyone was like, can you just shut up? I want some sleep.
There were a lot of kids on the flight to Bali and I had a group of them behind me. There was like a whole family of kids, their parents off to the other side. I got relaxed, sat in, started watching some movies. And I noticed that the kid behind me was slowly but surely, like, digging his knees into my back. And I sort of moved I unreclined my chair up at one stage to demonstrate to him that I could actually feel that and then put them back down again. And then he kept kicking and I would doze off to sleep and then he would start kicking again.
It's the rudest thing, because they're like the backs of those seats down at the lower back, they are so thin that you feel everything.
And I actually, at a couple of points, would turn around and look at him to sort of demonstrate, like, I can actually feel that. But he was 11. I don't think he realized. So he would just look at me like, hey, what's up? You know? Nah. It wasn't until, and I thought about it heaps of times, his parents were quite a distance away. So I was like, if I actually turn around and try to talk to them, it's going to be really uncomfortable, because it'll be like,
smack,
oi, mate, your kid. And then I thought, maybe I could have a go at this kid. But then I was like, imagine being 11 and having another adult have a go at you. I couldn't do it.
You overthought it.
Yeah, I definitely overanalyzed it. But it wasn't until the very end that I regretted my decision. We were getting off the flight and the little girl next to him, his sister, I think, she said, oh, I slept so well. Nobody was kicking my seat this time.
Mm.
The 11-year-old said, yeah, neither. No one kicked my seat. It was really great.
Nah, so you know what you're doing.
So he knew. He bloody knew what he was doing.
You know what you do then? When you get your...
I eye-rolled pretty hard.
No, you get your bag out of the overhead thing and you just drop it on his head as it's coming down. And then you just keep turning side to side, smacking him in the face with it.
Okay, so they raise you as a savage.
Yeah, look, I had to fight my way through a lot of planes.
But I just walked off by myself because I flew by myself.
But that is the thing.
That's
the question that I was thinking, is do you intervene? Because I put myself in that scenario and I just think, would I say something to the kid, or would I bring it up with the parent?
Yeah, because the parent might be really mortified to know that the kid's doing it.
Or...
But then you don't want to discipline a kid. And
it's an Australian family holidaying in Bali, so...
Yeah, and I was just like, I'll just have another wine and forget about it.
Well, there's that as well.
Is it appropriate to discipline someone else's kids or call them out? Should I have done it? Am 13, I soft? 12, well, we already 16. Know that I'm soft.
And is it appropriate to drop your bags on them? Just straight on their head.
You are the worst. Soft, I'm not flying anywhere with you.
12, 16, give us a call.
Get up with AB and Ben.
We are asking, is it appropriate to tell off someone else's child?
I think, yeah, why not?
Even
if they haven't done anything wrong, if you just need to vent...
Maybe a stranger's, because you can walk away from it. But when it's a friend or family, I reckon it's worse, because then they're like, how dare they?
It's
how dare they think
that show, they the have slap? The right.
Yeah, that's exactly what occurs to me, the slap. Hitting someone else's child. I totally got smacked by my aunties when I was
aunties,
a kid.
No, aunties.
Aunties are good for it.
No, family, it's, yeah. It's,
okay.
Takes a village to raise a kid.
That is very true.
If raising it does involve the old spanking.
And even though my mum's one of seven, I still turned out this way. So
one of seven.
Not effective.
So when you got in trouble, it was just like they formed a line. It was just like, all right.
It was a committee effort.
Bloody hell.
Anyway, I'm talking about this kid that kicked me in the back on the plane heaps of times and obviously knew what he was doing.
Whether or not you should have intervened and just said, oi, knock it off. I often find
it's a tough one.
A solid, well-delivered oi is more than enough.
But then I don't want to be that angry old woman that's 29 yelling at the clouds and saying, these pesky kids. I want to be the cool one that's like, hey, dude, how lit is this flight? Anyway, you're actually really hurting me when you kick me.
How lit is this flight?
What's the language? You went floss?
You went from 29 to 59 and like that.
Oh, my God. In my feelings challenge much.
Oh, my God. No, we did ask on Facebook as well. Hit 105.5 Coffs Coast if you think it's okay. Emma says never. It's never okay to tell us someone else's kid.
Yep. Yep.
Letitia says, should be done respectfully with aim in educating how their actions are impacting someone else and solution suggestion.
That feels like I have to make a flowchart, Letitia.
That's like a TAFE course worth of,
Denise says friends or family, yes. And then Billy just straight up, yep, anyone's kids. Go to town.
If you're having issues with your kid, you can't be bothered sending Billy's way.
I'm just going to put him in public. Hope for the best.
Get up with AB and Ben.
Trending now at hit.com.au.
A lot of people are getting bored with the Australian Bachelor. They're like, oh, the villains are gone, whatever. Even though we hate the villains, it's less interesting when they're
like
not there.
People don't hate them at all.
What about The Bachelor Vietnam, though? I'm jumping on this bandwagon hardcore. Mm. They released a moment over the weekend from one of their episodes last week, and oh boy, one of the contestants that didn't receive a rose at the ceremony basically went up to the suitor, Nguyen Quoc Trung, and said to him, I went into this competition to find love, and I found that love for myself, but it wasn't with you, it was with someone else. And you're thinking, okay, but who could she have fallen in love with on the show other than him?
With the Vietnamese version of Osha?
Well,
whoever that is.
No, actually, he wasn't even pictured, so I don't know what he looks like, or she. No, she said that she is in love with another contestant, walked up to said contestant who had received a rose and said, come home with me.
Whoa!
The Bachelor then talked to the girl that received the rose and said, you know, you might regret your decision to leave, and sent her on her way. Seemed like a beautiful love story. Apparently, though, the girl soon afterwards did return to the house.
Oh. Mm, what, like, sad. Just later on that day? Or?
Well, apparently she had a pep talk from him and then was like, no, actually.
Wow.
I'm going back.
That's intense.
Yes.
That is intense.
Just goes to show you are spending an intense amount of time with these people. Like, we've had a couple of couples emerge from the show's post. Like, there's been two lesbian to emerge.
Have they?
Yeah.
Oh.
They didn't last, but still, it was like, well, you do spend a lot of time with people on the
show.
Yeah, if your orientation goes that way, it could happen.
That's a good point. Now, AB, I know you care, but there's some more comic book movie news. This is all I was talking
Unless
about last week.
Unless it's Tintin, I'm just really not invested.
No, not quite. Not quite as wholesome as Tintin. Apparently there's set to be a Joker origin story.
Okay, that's a tough one. Heath Ledger, big shoes to fill.
Yeah, Jack Nicholson as well.
Yes, that's
both
right.
Both very good performances. Jared Leto, not so much. Joaquin Phoenix, though.
Oh,
if there was
my.
Ever someone who could tackle a character.
Who's just genuinely frightening anyway.
Well, yeah.
He's, I find him so scary.
He's so good in Gladiator. He's so good in everything he's in. He is taking over the role. Now, the awkward thing is the Joker never really had much of an origin story. The idea was that the less you knew about why he is the way he is, the more sinister he was.
So the stories the Joker tells about how he gets his scars, are they just, was he just lying?
Well, he didn't really have scars in the comics. It was always something else. That was purely a Chris Nolan Batman type thing.
The next element.
But he's appeared in full Joker makeup. They're filming a scene in New York subway. Or Gotham Subway, as it's probably going to be. And he's looking pretty damn menacing. It's going to be an interesting version of the character.
I will watch that. I'm keen.
It's still over a year away, though, not going to be released until October 4, 2019. So sit tight on that. One more news will come to light. Any more info on what is trending now, just head to hit.com.au.
Get up with AB and Ben.
There's a study that's been brought out, all the stats for baby names in the UK, and they sort of do it for the whole world. And there are a number of names that have just always been on trend.
Yeah. It's one that's very common.
Yes.
Eskimo Joe even wrote a song about it.
They did. There are no songs about Annabelle other than Shake That Thing.
There's a movie.
Annabella.
There's
but it's
a movie.
Different. Well, yeah, it's not really an endearing movie as such. But Sarah has been one of the names that's been on that list since 1904.
1904?
Yeah. Always stayed in fashion. Other names that have always stayed on the list too, Elizabeth. Standard stuff.
Oh, yeah.
Oliver and Olivia, those ones always sort of teetering towards the top, particularly more in recent times. For the first time, though, since 1904, Sarah is no longer in the top 100 most popular names.
That's a pretty basic name, let's be honest.
Which means now if you name your child Sarah, you're like kind of, you know, niche. And
jeez, who's the artsy?
Yeah.
Who's the artsy family?
Forget Finn and Hunter and stuff like that. It's
what about
it's
Jacob
about
with
Sarah's
three
now?
Y's, an H and a K?
No.
What about Taylor with all of the H's? No one else can have any.
No, but definitely don't name your child Olivia. 5,204 baby girls were given the name Olivia. That's up from the 5,017 the year before. 6,529 boys named Oliver.
Yep.
So that is a lot. Sarah has definitely fallen. Leo entered the boys' top 10 for the first time.
Ethan?
Hunter also.
Ethan?
Haven't got anything about Hunter, but Ralph. Jasper's fallen out of the top 100.
Ralph?
As well.
Ralph?
Yeah, like Wreck-It Ralph, I think.
The guy from The Simpsons. The walking punchline. Ralph Wiggum.
Yeah, bit of inspo there.
I bent my walkie Ralph Wiggum.
Yeah, okay. But I'm sorry about that, Sarah. You're not so common anymore. Don't stress, though. I'm sure LaDasha or LaSqueisha will only have a short time being in the top as well.
Get up with AB and Ben.
I learned to love her. She's Miss California, hottest thing in West LA. House down by the water, sells her yacht.
the top of the food chain. Loving material things, kind of lonely. Till I met her at the Grammys. 10 mil on a diamond ring. She invited
Pop quiz for Total Garden. They really dig their plants and gardens.
This is
Hit 105.5.
Hit 105.5, who's this?
Kerry.
Morning, Kerry. How was your weekend?
Yeah, it was really good. Really, really good. How about you guys?
Ah, can't complain.
Yeah, my holidays ended, so a bit gutted.
Yeah,
isn't
it?
Bali was awesome.
Yes, it was. Really great. I'm a whole new level of tanned. They won't last.
She didn't get her hair braided, though. Kerry, I'm so annoyed. I was hoping she'd come back with, like, cornrows or, like, those beads on the end of them.
Nothing. All week.
Sorry, can't do with that. Anyway, Kerry, what would you do with $340?
Oh, Jesus, where we could start?
Don't say bills. It's not allowed.
No. Hell no. Just treat.
Let's try and get you that money, okay, Kerry?
Yes, please.
All right,
10 questions, 60 seconds. If you don't know any of them, just say pass and we'll come back to them.
No worries.
Okay, your time starts now. Las Vegas is in which U.S. state?
California.
Spell acronym.
A-C-T-R-U-M-N.
Thanks for the Memories is a song by which band? Which is further north, Indonesia or the Philippines?
Philippines.
In reference to time zones, GMT stands for what? Sylvester Stallone played which fictitious boxer? The Simpsons live in which town?
Orange something.
What is the currency in Indonesia?
Rupee.
Name a team in the AFL Grand Final.
West Coast.
Which store's lowest prices are just the beginning?
Costco.
That is unfortunately incorrect. It's Bunnings. Yeah. Lowest prices are just the beginning. I should have said it that way. Whistling. Sorry.
Lowest prices.
Yeah, and the 10% one as well.
Unfortunately, Las Vegas is in Nevada.
Yeah, okay. People get that one wrong all the time because it's right next door.
Acronym is ACRONYM. Fallout Boy did Thanks for the Memories. Greenwich Mean Time is what GMT stands for. Rocky Balboa is the boxer.
I think she did say Rocky.
Did you say Rocky?
Cut out a little bit. Okay. I did give you a tick for that one. And then The Simpsons, they live in Springfield, but nobody knows which state Springfield is in.
It's always a secret.
It's a secret.
Like a really badly kept secret, in fact.
They try to trick you all the time.
Look, it's not a bad effort, Kerry. You didn't get the money.
Go to Boston. Thanks anyhow.
That's all right. What we're going to do, we're going to give you a double pass to Venom. We're doing a preview screening next Wednesday.
Oh, sweet. Awesome.
Yeah, come to a movie premiere instead.
Be a good time.
Oh, that'd be great. Thanks very much.
Not a problem, Kerry. Hang on the line. We'll get some details off you. It does mean we're back for $350 in tomorrow's pop quiz, all thanks to Total Gardens and Landscape Supplies. Head down there and check out the new stunning range of azaleas.
Get up with AB and Ben.
We got your tickets to Venom before 9 o'clock. Sit tight on those. We're doing a preview screening next Wednesday, October 3rd, with BCC. And if you come by and you want to get a photo to commemorate the occasion, I have a new policy in place.
Maybe you don't ask you?
You can ask me, but you can only ask me once. I am sick to death of, and I don't know at what point it started. I think it just happened so gradually. Probably with the introduction of digital cameras, the fact that instant review. And it's something that has happened to us all. But I'm putting my foot down. I'm sick of it. You take a photo for someone, and it's whatever stupid thing they want to commemorate, and then you hand the phone back.
They want to commemorate looking hot at that particular moment.
Okay, whatever.
Fairly normal.
You hand the phone back. After taking, you take three or four. You take three or four shots to make sure that, you get a decent spread. Someone's blinking. It's okay. You hand it back, and they look at him, and they go, oh, no, take it again.
Yes, they treat you like a professional photographer who's paid for your service.
Did you issue me with an invoice or something that I can write back a figure on? Because I'm not your cameraman. It's not my job to follow you around and photograph your life. I was going for a run. I started doing this running thing now. It's gross. It's horrible. I don't like how I'm becoming.
But I was going for a run. People approach you at that time.
I know. I've
seen you sweaty. It's not nice.
It's not a good look. But I'd stopped my running. I was down to a walk, And it was along the jetty area, which is always full of tourists, full of people. Some very photographic scenery. But I got stopped, and I'm sort of still in my cool down. They said, oh, can you take a photo? And I'm like, sure, people pleaser being me. I take maybe five photos.
Jeez, asking a runner to take the photos risky. They could just bolt off.
Well, there's that as well. Well, I already did my running, though, so they'd be able to catch up. You're
worn out.
Pretty puffed out. this guy's not going too far. We saw him go past the other way. He's coming back now. He didn't make it. But I took a bunch of photos, and they handed it back, and they're like, oh, yeah, take it again. They did the same poses, the same facial expressions. What do you want me to do?
So they didn't even dramatically change their
look. You've acknowledged that it's the same camera, it's the same person taking the photo, you're doing the same thing. What outcome do you expect to be different?
How many is too many?
One. Even asking me to
stop.
See,
I do like 30 at a time. I'm like...
Well, yeah.
Because I'm a girl, I get it. I'm like, you guys move around, blinking.
I'm over it. My new policy, if you want me to take a photo, fine. I am doing it once. Once. You got one shot. Okay? So if you want a photo, you better bring your A game.
One shot, one opportunity.
Exactly.
To look hot.
That's exactly right. Don't hand the camera back to me. I'm a busy man.
Get up with AB and Ben.
Trending now at hit.com.au.
You were talking earlier about Karl Stefanovic
possibly
being sacked.
Well, there was rumours.
On the Today Show.
And when there's rumours that the CEO of Channel 9 wants to give you the sack, it's pretty damaging. You'd be pretty alarmed to read that in the newspaper, especially when it's a Sunday. And you're like, hang on, I've got work tomorrow.
Now there's some rumours that have come out that said that Nine's chief executive, Mark Hughes, has issued a challenge to him. Basically saying that he needs to lift his game on the show. Actually, no, it's not even speculation now. It is public. He told The Australian, no doubt the constant publicity surrounding issues with his personal life have had an impact on Karl, his colleagues, and on the show. We can't hide from that. And as a result, we know that there's a lot of hard work to be done to win back the audience.
Wow.
Yeah. So he said that they're not going to drop him. We stick by our people. We put the challenge on the Today Show, producers, presenters, and especially on Karl to regain the trust and loyalty of our audience. And I have every confidence he will do it.
Get
so
them ratings.
He's not getting sacked, he's definitely had a chat.
It can be tough. I mean, I think he lost a very good co-host in Lisa Wilkinson. Yeah. And that was entirely out of his control.
It's much like radio. If you don't have the right chemistry with your co-host,
mate,
the show is rubbish. I mean, evidence being this show.
Bloody hell, it is
terrible.
A slog.
I don't know how you guys are still listening.
I don't know who you're insulting, yourself or me. No, wait, you'd never insult yourself. Why would you?
No, definitely not myself.
Bindi Irwin has come under fire. She's been called a diva, and I don't think it's fair.
Okay.
A lot of people are saying she's got this diva demand, and everyone's like, oh, yeah, classic Bindi, child star, she's going to go off the rails. No.
She, like, fights crocodiles. She can do what she wants.
She's fine. She's opened up about a simple, I guess, guilty pleasure. I don't think it's even a guilty pleasure. She likes to have her own certain type of toilet paper shipped over to the US.
Ooh, is it Charmaine?
I don't know what it is. I don't know what brand it is.
I bet it is. Well, I remember in Legally Blonde. No, Sherman. Anyway, in Legally Blonde, they're like, they have a meeting around the table at the fraternity or the whatever it's called house.
Yeah.
And she's like, no more generic toilet paper. We have to insist that the cleaners use Charmin only.
Oh, Charmin,
it's Charmin. Charmin, Sherman? I don't know. Anyway, I'm so on that with my movie references.
Yeah. You quoted that movie well, didn't you?
Changed it about seven times.
It's an 8-second quote that took a minute and a half to tell.
Anyway, I'm right.
Who's the real diva here?
I'm right. More Trending Now stories, guys, at hit.com.au.
Get up with AB and Ben.